he wants her to erase part of her past for their future together. Let's get into some group therapy.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Alicia is coming to us. Hey, Ben and Kelly, need some advice from you and your listeners.
Okay.
Recently engaged, overall things are great, except for one argument that keeps coming up. Years ago, when I was with my ex, who, by the way, I share two kids with, I got a tattoo on my arm with all of our names incorporated into one beautiful design.
Okay.
It's not some random love forever tattoo. It's part of a whole piece that represents my little family. My fiance's recently started pushing me, though, to get my ex's name removed. He says it's disrespectful to him as he steps into the role of my husband. But to me, it feels disrespectful. He expects me to erase something that's tied to the history of my life. And frankly, tied to my kid's story, too. I've told him it's not like I still have feelings for my ex. It's just part of where I came from. So I'm wondering if I'm wrong for feeling this way. Would other people get rid of a tattoo like that? Has anyone ever drawn a line in the sand over ink from a past relationship?
No.
I need to know if I'm being unreasonable or if he is.
Ow. What is the number one rule that we've talked about on this show about getting
tattoos? Don't tattoo names on your body?
Yes!
Other than kids.
Look. I love my wife. I adore my wife.
Yes.
She has put up with me, and we have created a beautiful family for a long time.
Seems pretty solid.
Solid ground. I still would never tattoo her name on my body.
Yeah, no. I mean, you have zero tattoos at all. I have zero tattoos. So
we're not the people to ask.
We're not the resident experts in this arena. We're going to need some tattooed people maybe who have walked this path to be able to guide her. Because I understand, I can see both sides. I can see both sides. But if it's like part of a gigantic, you know, full design that has all of their names incorporated in it.
Yeah, we
might
can't.
Be a little difficult to tweak that in a way that's not going to be obvious it was tweaked.
Look, we need to immediately just get beyond the names have already been tattooed on her body.
Yes.
Like we're not going to be able to reverse time and tell her, hey, maybe you shouldn't get these names on your body.
We're not there. But it seems like both are pretty firm in standing their ground on, she's like, I'm not changing it. He's like, it's disrespectful to me. So how are they, is there a compromise without her changing the tattoo?
Now,
I feel like no.
Now, Shelby rolls in and says, if it was that bothersome, it should have been a requirement before getting engaged.
Ooh.
I don't know, man. Is that where we need to go with this? Like, is it an ultimatum where it's like, listen, I ain't gonna make you an honest woman until you remove that ex's name off your body?
I don't know if that's the direction we take. I mean, she said this has been a recurring argument. So
this has been discussed
before they got engaged. And maybe he was thinking once the engagement happens.
Right.
She'll hear his point of view and say, okay.
Yeah. All right. Who's been in this situation? I know she is not, Alicia's not the only person who has the name of an ex tattooed on their body. Come on now. We know you. We know you.
A lot.
We know you.
A lot.
We need to hear from those who are going through this now. Tell us your story. How did you get past it? Maybe you just had a more forgiving partner. I don't know. But give us the steps that you took to get that partner on board. All right. 502-795-1997 is our number. This is group therapy. All right. So she doesn't want to get rid of a tattoo that includes the name of her ex before she gets married to another person. It's 99.7 DJX. That is what we're dealing with group therapy.
It's been a recurring argument, but it's not just the ex's name. It's a whole family tattoo that incorporates their kids as well. And she contends this is part of my story. And he's just kind of not budging on wanting it removed. So where do we go from here?
Andrew, the Love Doctor, calls our show all the time. Not a real doctor.
First and foremost, the listeners need to understand, don't ever do that.
If you haven't done it,
don't do it.
And listen, Andrew, the Love Doctor, we're past that now.
Now we're past that.
we're past that.
Because they didn't listen.
He has to look at it this way. If she's not going to budge on that, everybody you meet in your life that you date makes you the person that you are today, right? So you need to look at it from that perspective, because it's about growth. It's about being with somebody you're going to continue to grow with. Some people are going to have it as a deal breaker, and I get it. But, I mean, she shouldn't have to remove the tattoos if she doesn't want to.
Mm-hmm.
That's a choice she needs to make.
Yeah. Now, do you think he's going to say, okay, fine then. I'm going to need my name even bigger on my body.
I don't know if that's the thing, but
I feel like that's gonna be the next step. Fine. Well, then this is my new condition.
That's not a good idea.
All right, Andrew, the Love Doctor. Thank you, sir.
Keep on loving, guys.
Alexis, what is your take on this?
Okay, so when you first started telling us about this, I was fully on board with the fiance that it was disrespectful to him to have that name there. However, hearing that it is part of a family tattoo with the children. And that is part of her history and her future, because her children are her future.
Yeah.
I don't think it's disrespectful to him. Maybe there's a compromise of, with him being a new part of that family, maybe she can incorporate him into it as well.
Oh, so add his name to the little family tattoo.
In parentheses.
Absolutely.
In parentheses, a little and. And
now, without knowing what the tattoo looks like, it's hard to say how you would incorporate that. But a good tattoo artist could make it work.
All right. Alexis, thank you.
Absolutely.
All right.
Yeah, so many people are just like, listen, it's part of who she is. And, you know, if that's going to be a deal breaker, then maybe the relationship isn't worth it. And, you know, so many people are just trying to, I guess, figure out a way to convince him, like, listen, this is not an important part of your story. The fact is that you guys are together and you're her future. So that's what you should be concentrating.
Well, on. Trina would kindly like to disagree with you.
Oh, okay.
She says, yeah, so I will always die on this hill. Always. Stop getting people's names tattooed on your body, period. Your kids? Sure. Yes, but absolutely, it should be removed. No questions asked. My husband was a smoker when we first met. I wouldn't kiss him. Told him I wouldn't date a smoker. He stopped smoking immediately. If you're not removing the tattoo, it's because you want to keep it. If you won't remove it, even though they've asked and told you how it makes them feel, it means you don't care about how they feel, and I hope they know their worth. This marriage will never work with this level of disrespect and flat-out refusal.
Oh.
So there you go. Then. Like I said, she kindly and politely disagrees with you.
So, all right. If she refuses to erase her ex's name from the family tattoo, then maybe we cross a line through it and then write
cross
new guys.
A line. Or no, put like dates like a tombstone. 2007 to 2009.
OMG. Tombstone. All right, so we've thrown out some options of how we could tweak the situation. Baby might make him happy.
Okay.
If she is just flat out saying, I'm not getting it removed,
right?
Maybe he'll be okay with drawing a line through the
I still say you put the I still say
top.
You put the tombstone dates on the relationship.
Okay.
Only last it was the best 18 months of my life.
There are options. There are options. Listen, we understand.
Okay.
Andrew doesn't like my idea.
Well, anyways.
I'm just tossing it. It might work for them
in this
particular situation.
I think we just need to get him on board with it. Let's figure that out.
That might be harder than because
that's what she said.
We've been down this road before. Many times it's a recurring argument, she says. So. Yep. Someone is going to have to budge a little.
Great. We did nothing. Thanks, Alicia.
We tossed out lots of ideas.
You're right.
She can pick from one of them. Let us know which one you pick and how that goes.
Which one you picked, how it goes. Tell us what the conversation was like. In fact, record it and send it to us. That'd be great. All right. Thank you. That is Group Therapy.